This is Christian Peter. I'm sorry, but the stories I have about Charlie are not appropriate for the public.
The right case of the Mondays. It's Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, on Hail Varsity Radio.
Welcome into it. It's Hour 2. It's Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark. We welcome in Mr. Blackshirt, a Monday with Charlie, Coach Charlie McBride. Coach, y'all geared up for the basketball game tonight? How you doing?
Sure. We're sitting here waiting because I've heard enough all week. But, you know, these poor guys, they keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. So, I kind of got to a point where I give up and I turn it off.
Yeah, it's been a little heavy. But, hey, you get the exclamation point. For basketball, it's been a good spring season / session so far for Nebraska football. We've had a few chances to hear from the coaches and some players, and I want to start there. Coach, what's it mean to you to have a guy like Bill Belichick come back to Nebraska for the coaches' clinic?
Well, that means he still cares about football. Sometimes you get an older guy and they just kind of blow you off. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't. And I think most of it, when it's deep down inside, you really kind of like to talk to high school coaches, mm-hmm. and it's really important. I think, you know, I was always of the opinion that how I started and how it, you know, people helped me and things like that. And I think if it was to go talk to the pros or something like that, he wouldn't even go. Mm-hmm. You know, but I just think it's really important that high school coaches are young and they try. Some of them really want to go to college level or pro level, and you got to kind of work your way up. And I think that's why, you know, that he really feels like that's important to him.
Coach, it, you know, and you have a situation where there's a connection between Matt Rhule and Bill Belichick and Andy Reid, and Rhule's not been shy about those two coaches being the ones that reached out to him right after he got let go in Carolina. That's meant a lot to him, and he stayed, you know, tight and in touch with two really bright minds. Speak a little bit to the coaching fraternity. Who were some of the coaches that you really connected with or got along with, either at the pro level or the college level or even the high school level, that you'd kind of had in your inner circle? I know you and Milt were tight, but anybody outside the Nebraska family?
I definitely. It started back with my high school coach, and I knew the way he was tough, and he was, you know, demanding, and he was one of these guys. He's now in the, you know, Illinois High School Coaches Hall of Fame. But he was a guy that, you know, he was all behind us. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell that it was all about us, and was, you know, he really cared about us, and you could tell. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I probably took away from that. You know, you can still be a tough guy, but you can still care a lot for their players, and you can do a lot for them and try to make them better people. And I think that's pretty much where his effort went. And I just tried to, you know, I always look back at him, no matter who you go. I had some great people that I worked for. And, you know, Frank Cush was a tough guy, and we used to recruit on that and tell him, hey, you come here, it's gonna be tough duty. And some of these kids, that's why they came. You know, they wanted to be pushed, and they wanted to get better. So there's always something about each one of the coaches, you know. And the coach that I worked with before, John Jardine, he had heart trouble, and that his heart was in the right place. I mean, before, and he passed away afterwards. But he was a guy. We didn't win a lot of games, but we were, you know, 50-50 and, you know, 60-40 and things like that. And we, the only games we ever won were Penn State, Nebraska, and some of those games like that.
It's Charlie McBride with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Charlie, I want to get your thoughts as we talk about Bill Belichick. We'll shift gears and talk about some spring football here in a second. But what's a really cool opportunity, I think, for a lot of Midwestern high school coaches to come and hear from Bill Belichick is that Bill Belichick's, I'm sure, a guy they look up to, and to some of them is an inspiration. Why they got into coaching is a guy like Bill Belichick. And I want to ask you, are there any coaches or people that stand out in your life as being the inspiration for why you wanted to coach?
Yeah, well, that, like I said, that was my high school coach. Eddie Crowder was a, you know, I was kind of a, you know, a guy that pushed a little bit on the players. And it was funny because I had a, and I, you know, it probably sounds terrible, but he gave me a book about 12 pages long. It was of human understanding. And it really meant a lot to me because I was kind of a tough guy on this. I was the scout team. I was a graduate assistant. I was the charge of the offensive scout team. And, you know, when guys weren't doing their job, and I used to jump on them pretty good. And one of the kids actually quit, but he wanted to go to the academy anyway. He just, I think they told him, go to school for this, and they will, next year we'll have you come here. And that's what happened. But he ended up being, like 40 some years in the military. And so, it was worth it. But, you know, there's all kinds of different things you learn from each one of these people. This guy is crazy, you know. And Tom, you know, like everybody knows how he was, and you learn from that too. But you don't change. If you want to be a coach, be a coach. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody you're not. And I think a lot of coaches, you know, think, well, I'm going to be like, you know, Bud Wilkinson or Frank Kush or any of this kind of stuff. Just be somebody who you are. I mean, it's how you feel. You can't coach when you're trying to, you know, almost like saying defend yourself. So it's coaching is a tough way to go. And I think one of the biggest things is to be honest. I mean, the kids know when you're not and know how that can be. And I think I've lost kids in recruiting because I was honest. And, you know, you gain some because you were honest. So it works both ways. But the idea is I think I'll take the high road and, you know, just tell them the facts of life. If they want to see a depth chart, they turn around and they see six guys playing tight end or eight guys, and they wonder, man, if I go there, look at all these guys. You know, and half of them, of course, were walk-ons and stuff like that. And, you know, the answer is if I wouldn't be here if I didn't think you could play. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stops a lot of stuff.
Coach, is there an instance where maybe a kid thought you were too hard on him, and a kid came and talked to you, and that really kind of furthered the relationship, that communication part of things?
Well, I'll tell you something. I never had one that happen. But I'll tell you, the thing is I knew one thing in coaching is don't ever leave the kid, leave the field with a negative attitude or something negative that you might have got on him pretty tough. A little bit, especially younger guys. And some of them don't understand that it really is for their own good, and it really is for some reason. You know, I used to find out what they can take. Some kids, I loved it. I mean, you know, hey, you know, if you keep doing that, coach, I'm going like, this guy's nuts. but it's that way. Each guy is different as their face. Mm-hmm. And I always remember that, hearing that, you know, I think it was Bum Phillips. It was almost the first clinic I ever went to. He was the defensive line coach with the San Diego Chargers. Now, you tell me how long ago that was. But I remember him saying that every person is as different as their face, and they turn out, They turn on different. They turn off different. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to learn about your players in order to make them, you know, make them better players. There's some you yell at, some of you get after pretty good, some you don't. Some you do it in private. You talk to them on the side of the field. You talk to them. Actually, sometimes you whisper to them almost. And there's a lot of guys like that that are all Americans. That, you know, they just can't handle some of that stuff. And you learn that when they're freshmen pretty much. That's why I've always started as being a little tough guy and, you know, see what they could take at first. And then they kind of go from there.
Coach, when you talk about spring ball and what Nebraska's in right now, and specifically the younger guys, the early enrollees, how would you take that approach as a coach with them? Because they're learning a new system, a new playbook, really a whole new culture. So what kind of approach would you take, and what would you suggest that the coaches take with them?
Well, the one thing is there's guys that some coaches try to shove everything down your throat at once. We've gone different ways. And other times, I made a mistake by saying coaches, but sometimes we decided we're going to give them everything we got for spring ball. We're going to give them the blitzes and everything and see what they retained coming into the fall. And then other times we decided we're going to go slower and go really get it done right and get to be sure the basic stuff is covered. It all works. I mean, if you ask me which one's best, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't stand here and say this is what the best way to do it is. And you know why? Because every group you get is different. And so it's kind of a thing where you know, sometimes you got a group that likes to laugh and giggle, and sometimes got a group that, you know, is really serious and things like that, but they're both good teams. And so you just have, as a head coach, you have to kind of feel your way around pretty good. And I think that's where Tom, you know, was really special. I mean, he knew what guys were, you know, how they reacted. And I think he knew a lot more than we did because he knew the parents. And I think that's where, you know, you hear Rule talk about the parents a lot. And that's where I really feel good about him. You know, he's talking about the kid's whole family.
Coach, there's some young players making a real push in the receiver room. Linebacker Vincent Shavers out of Miami that's really made a splash. And, of course, Dylan Raiola, Danny Kalen, both the quarterbacks were up in front of the media last week. And it's really impressive to have, you know, young talent be able to seem to get it down with the mental part right now. And that's the biggest challenge, isn't it, is getting the mental part opposed to the physical. Do you agree?
Well, if you look up at the stadium, you'll see that we have about 50 more academic All-Americans than most schools have. And a lot of that is because these kids are not, you know, when you go out and recruit a kid, you can tell, you know, you talk to the counselor, you talk to the coach, and a lot of times the coaches will bring up that this kid can really learn. He can do, you know, he's a good learner. He's this and that. And that makes a difference in, you know, what you're doing. I mean, when you get down to the time when you have to make a decision on a player, those are some of the things you really, really look hard at. I know one kid, and I've said it on the radio before, one of the kids from Phoenix that came from Phoenix that played for us at Nebraska was a great player. And he went to the Raiders, and I called the coach up, and he said, we can't cut him. I mean, he can't learn the linebacker position. He just can't do it, but he can block every kick. He leads the league in blocking kicks and stuff like that. So, you know, you don't know where they're going to fit in. Sometimes, you know, you think, well, let's get rid of this guy, and you're getting rid of gold. they're getting rid of a money player and things like that. So some kids have special things they can do, and you know, you can't a lot of times beat athletic ability itself. And sometimes even the good ones make mistakes, but you know what happens when they make them? They make the tackle besides.
Sure.
Then they say, "Coach, I know I was wrong, but I also made the tackle." And that makes sometimes when you're coaching, it makes you feel a little short.
Coach, we'll say goodbye and catch up with you next Monday. Thanks again for giving us a few minutes today.
Okay, guys, have fun with spring ball, will you?
Will do. Good to spend time
best
with you.
Time of year. Time to teach, you know. Okay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. There he is, Mr. Blackshirt, Charlie McBride, a Monday with Charlie. Good stuff. And he loved doing the clinics, loved being around other coaches, and great insight there. And Coach goes back a lot of years with Bill Belichick and coached with Bill's dad. And knows him from the Naval Academy. So, pretty good stuff from Coach McBride. Podcast at Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. If you want to hear the whole thing, and also subscribe and like on the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. Blackshirt Hour commences. Jay Moore with us on the way with Hail Varsity. We're powered by Cornhead Lager.